Was it the Apeia?
Oh. Apeia, all right. Uh-huh. Well, now,
But I never noticed milk in a boat, anything except a metal bucket. I don't remember.
A metal bucket. Uh-huh.
Yes, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, now, let's see. What about a wooden thing that you'd drop down into a well to fill a
water? Well bucket.
A well bucket? Well, now, could that be made out of wood?
Oh, yes. That's all the ones I saw now were made out of wood. When I was growing up, they were made out of wood.
Uh-huh. I see. And you call that, what'd you say?
We call it a bucket.
A bucket, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, and then the metal thing you'd call?
Bayou.
Well, if you're going to use it for a bucket, I mean to draw water in it, if it was a tin one, it was a well bucket.
Okay.
But that's...
Well, now, suppose you had one of these metal ones, but you were going to use it for something besides the well. You know, you're just going to use it for general purposes. What would you call it? Would you call it a bucket or a pail?
Yes, I think call it a pail. Well, I don't know. I use it to fill buckets down. I have a bucket gallon or 2 or 3 gallon bucket. I speak of it as a bucket.
Okay. But either word would be all right, either a bucket or a pail?
Yes. Okay. But now, it's a custom, you see. Some people speak of that as a pail, but I've just been all custom as a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See that?
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, some would call them a skillet, and some would call frying pan. What would it? Let's see, what is that heavy frying pan? I don't know, been so long now. They fry.
A hole or something they call a corn hole.
No, a bread hole. That's a little light, I mean, it's a thin one, you know, just like a plate.
Now, what's that called?
A handle.
It don't have much size on it.
Pancake, you know, uh-huh. What you cook it, that.
Uh-huh.
Now.
And I haven't heard the word before. What's the word?
Well, let me try to get it straight.
Bread hole.
A bread hole?
H-O-E, but I usually say that tone.
They don't have a rim, but I don't know.
Yeah, just enough to keep a little grease in there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just put a little bit and so cook pancakes on, things like that.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the deeper one, which is called a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
That you fry.
Well, now, is there a difference between a frying pan and a skillet? Or do those words mean the same?
They mean the same to me, I think.
All right.
Yeah, I think to me.
But a bread hoe is different from a
bread, because it's thin. It has just like a plate, but it has a little handle to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a little, about half an inch around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the... And you put the grease in, you know, and to cook your bread.
I see. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off? You know, the little thing that you turn
yes.
to turn it on and off?
Go turn the faucet?
Fine. And what would you call the same thing if it was on a barrel?
If it's on a barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see, what is that, Eva?
Would you call it the same thing, or would you call it something different?
No, I don't think so. You don't think it would you?
No,
if it was on a barrel, you'd put the faucet. Why don't you ask? There's something you call it.
Bung. I don't know what you do call the thing, but they're known to wash the same thing on a barrel as you do.
Uh huh. But it would still be one of those things.
It raise a ton.
Uh huh. What would you call the thing out in the yard where you turn water on and off that you might hitch a hose up to? But the thing where you turn the water on and off. Would you still...
Spigot.